Welcome to the September issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's edition, we've four research papers and an engineering report, ranging from perceptual evaluation and modeling to nonlinear systems and binaural reproduction. In the perceptual domain, there's an interesting paper by Alex Carandreas and Fleming Christensen on the way in which a loudspeaker's visual appearance might affect its perceived sound quality. The authors found that audio had the biggest effect on quality, but that visual aspects had a significant effect when visual stimuli were presented on their own. When presented together, the visual aspects were obscured by the audio aspects, leading the authors to propose that the two modalities are independent and might combine linearly. Paul Kendrick and his colleagues from Salford in the UK investigate the use of a hearing aid sound quality index to evaluate the perceived quality of distorted sounds. They mention the sorts of distortions that might arise from recordings made on phones, tablets, and other mobile devices, where poor audio quality can arise from clipping and limiting, and from dynamic range control. Predictions were moderately close, within about 20%, and it suggested that taking into account other factors such as noise, filtering, and spectral changes might improve the results. The final paper, dealing with perceptual matters, is one by Zhao, Zhang, and Li, which presents a model for calculating psychoacoustical fluctuation strength. This has to do with the perceived effect of sound modulation at frequencies up to about 20 Hz, above which the sensation is known as roughness. The authors use a model with 75 filter channels, whose outputs are weighted and filtered, and the results are presented on an equivalent rectangular bandwidth scale instead of a Bark scale. Results appear to be more consistent with subjective ratings than for previous models, with the RMS error reduced by about 90%. Lamberto Tronkin and Vanalisa Colley present a paper on the emulation of nonlinear systems using Volterra series. They claim that the nonlinearities of audio devices can be emulated using a convolution method based on what is known as a diagonal Volterra series. Because such models depend on the input level, a method is presented whereby the outcomes can be approximated for a continuous range of levels, but with only a small number of measurements. It's proposed that the approach is particularly useful for characterizing devices such as tube preamps. An engineering report by Jianwen Zhang and his colleagues describes a binaural reproduction system using a direct multi-driver array of loudspeakers combined with crosstalk canceling. Such systems often suffer from a limited sweet spot, and their algorithm attempts to expand this using an optimal source distribution strategy. The challenge was to find a good trade-off between the performance of crosstalk cancellation and tolerance to the listener's head position. Using simulations and experiments, the authors demonstrated the efficacy of the method, which they claim is suitable for large display devices. In standards news this month, there was a review of the output of each of the standards committees over the past year. Also introduced are new revisions of AES 17, the standard that describes the measurement of digital audio equipment, and AES 67, the recent standard on network interoperability. There's a report on the work of the Audio Metadata Working Group, which met in Warsaw, including plans for an XML implementation of AES 31, the edit list interchange format. Music-induced hearing disorders feature in a big way in the September issue, with a report on the recently held 58th conference, which took place in Denmark over the summer. The conference provided a focal point for the discussion of the latest research in ways that music reproduction can affect human hearing and various approaches to protect against this. Francis Rumsey's feature article this month goes into greater depth on some of the papers presented at the same event, including some large surveys on hearing damage at music festivals. Our occasional soundboard column features Jeff Smith, chair of the Technical Committee on Audio Forensics, discussing the business of digital and multimedia forensics. This provides an ideal buildup to the Society's Heiser Lecture that will be presented shortly in New York by renowned forensic audio engineer Bruce Koenig, the first ever such lecture to concentrate on the topic. If you've ever wondered what it means to be president of the AES, you'll need to read the current President Andreas Mayo's report on his travels in the past few months, involving numerous important audio events in Latin America. This man really gets out and about, bringing the AES community together in a rapidly developing part of the world. We have a book review on the new audio effects volume written by Josh Rice and Andrew McPherson, as well as our regular news of AES section activities and new product releases. There are also calls for papers for a couple of upcoming events, notably next year's conference on headphone technology and the main European convention that will take place in Paris next June. Get all this and more in the latest issue of the world's only peer-reviewed journal dedicated to audio engineering. Available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.